06 Capitalism's COVID failings, its workers, not Cummings. Who can expose them? Wednesday the 26th of May saw Boris Johnson's ex-advisor Dominic Cummings spent 7 hours detailing the government's incompetence in responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. For workers who have been forced into unsafe workplaces without PPE, put onto furlough with a 20% pay cut, or lost their family members, we don't need Cummings to tell us just part of what we already know. Throughout the pandemic, the Socialist has published the voice of workers from the front line, those who have been engaged in the struggle for PPE, and for workplace safety. But our worker writers didn't just list examples of the government's incompetence. Unlike Cummings, they explained that the depth and severity of the crisis is a consequence of capitalism putting the profits of big business ahead of our lives and livelihoods. Importantly, our paper puts forward the Socialist Party's political program, summed up in our coronavirus workers' charter. We have consistently explained the need to take into democratic public ownership the huge wealth and resources that exist under capitalism, so they can be utilized to keep workers safe. This is what the Socialist said, responding to the crisis during the first wave of the COVID-19 pandemic.